Yo, it's your boy Anthony O'Neill, and you're listening to the baddest couple, I believe, on the planet. You're listening to the Black, Married, and Debt-Free podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's going on, everybody? This is Marcus, and I'm here with my lovely wife,
Shira.
And we would like to welcome you to another episode of the Black Married and Debt-Free podcast. Shira, how are you doing on this sunny Sunday afternoon?
I'm doing well. It has been a jam-packed weekend,
yes,
but filled with good things.
Absolutely, Shia. Let's talk about it. I mean, what is this weekend? Why has this weekend been so special for you?
Because it's our anniversary. Yes, so it's our anniversary weekend.
Yes.
And so that, we had a nice little trip.
Nice little getaway.
We took a family trip. Down to Santa Cruz.
Yes.
We got to escape the heat from our normal
area. Right.
And, you know, got to spend some time there. So it was relaxing.
Yes.
And also just nice to get away.
Yeah, it was great. We took the kids. We do that a lot. We don't really... They're to that age where it's like they don't want to go anywhere when we go to... When we go out, you know what I mean? Like, they want to come with. So that was okay. You know, I love these kids, but it would have been nice for us to just, you know, have some grown folks time. We'll get that in whenever, you know, we'll get a trip in just us, but it was great. Shia, it was great. 16 years. How does that feel?
I was going to say long, but as I sit here and think, it doesn't feel like it's been that long. I mean, does it feel like 16 years?
No, 16 sounds much larger, much longer than it feels.
Yes.
You know, when I think of how long we've been together, it doesn't feel like 16 years sounds, if that makes sense. But it went by fast. It went by fast. There was a moment there where it's like from 10 to 15 seemed to drag just a little.
Yes.
But then... I mean, from 0 to 10 was quick, and then after last year, I can't believe it's our anniversary already. I can't believe it's been a year since our 15-year anniversary.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy.
Time just seems to fly.
Yeah. Well, Shire, on today's episode, we're going to stay in the realm of marriage, and we're going to trigger warning, y'all. This is going to be an opinion-filled pod, okay? Because we're going to be talking about something that went viral that has to do with marriage and money.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good part. It was a video that went viral from Gabrielle Union, actress, acclaimed actress and wife of NBA Hall of Famer Dwayne Wade. She had a comment about her finances. Shari, if you can get that prepared, we're going to play the clip. And then we're going to tell you what we think, and Shire has somewhere where she's gonna go with this, and this could get heated. I'm just gonna let you guys know this
heated?
Could be one of those.
Okay.
This could be one of those episodes.
I don't know.
We'll see.
We don't know. Unscripted. Okay, I'm gonna play the clip, and then we'll go from there.
Right.
I want to hear your thoughts. So maybe I'll pass it to you.
Okay,
after
let's do
play
it.
The clip. Okay, here we go.
I struggle with that still, just because I think I just have more responsibilities, you know, for my money. So I get nervous, like, oh God, that movie didn't open. You know, well, what does that mean? Am I going to have enough to hold everybody up? And everyone's like, it's coming, like, calm down. And I'm trying to find peace in the journey, not using my anxiety and scarcity mindset to be my engine, which is hard. It's weird to say I'm head of household, because in this household, we split everything 50-50. But in the other households that each of us have to support, it puts this, there's always this like gorilla on your back that it is like, you better work, you better work. You know, you're gonna sleep in? You know, somebody might not eat. Come on, you better work. And it's hard. It's hard to let that go. So I'm working on that.
Okay. So there's a lot to unpack there. And that was a conversation she was having. What platform was she on, Shire?
It was
like Black Millionaire Podcast or something like that.
Yes, but I've also heard that it's a part of a platform called Idea Generation.
Okay.
The clip that I played it from, it's from YouTube, and it's on the channel Bloomberg Originals.
Okay, so she was on some platform speaking, and I, of course, the internet took this and did something else with it, but I think what she was trying to talk about was the anxiety that comes associated with just growing up, how many of us grew up. You know, a lot of us are first generation, whatever we're doing. If it's graduate, college graduate, first generation, just wealth building, if you're in that space, or if you're already wealthy. A lot of times, if you African American, this is all new, right? And so there's some anxiety there of, you know, man, this could all be gone, you know. So I think that's what she was speaking to. But of course, the internet did what it does, and they extracted the 50-50 between her and NBA Hall of Famer Dwayne Wade. So that's what mm-hmm. we're gonna talk about, Shy, because we're gonna talk about what some of the internet said. My initial thoughts on that is, hey, you know, their relationship is very unique. We all know the ins and outs of their relationship. So why would this be a thing that we want to insert ourselves in?
Yeah.
They're going to do what they're going to do. They're both millionaires. So I think, yeah, 50-50 works for them. It makes sense because they both have other families. Dwayne Wade has other families because he was married before. He's also had
But he has custody of his children.
He has custody of his children, okay. But I'm sure he has family from the streets that he may be taking care of. When you come out the hood and you make it, a lot of times you're supporting aunties and uncles and families. I'm sure she has something similar going on her side, which she may mention of. So while we're living together and have life together, we've also had life before each other that we may still be tethered to. And because of that, I think the 50-50 makes sense. We're both wealthy. We're both successful. Hey, to each his own. I don't see a problem with it.
Marcus looks at me and he smiled when he said that. He said, hey, I don't see a problem with it. And he looked at me and he gave me this look and this smile.
Yeah, what the problem is.
I just find it interesting how it just flowed out of you so naturally that maybe there are relatives mm-hmm. that they're taking care of. And you didn't say mom and dad. You said like and aunts and uncles.
Well, mom and dad.
I think that is ingrained
yes.
in our psyche.
A whole nother combo, right?
No, I think it's actually a part of this combo as well that, you know, if I were to get rich or if someone gets rich that I know that there is an obligation mm-hmm. for them to contribute to my well-being or it's my obligation to contribute to theirs. Mm. I think we'll come back to that point, yeah. but I think it's definitely valid. And there's a Forbes article that I'm going to circle back to on that. But I think the internet, got excited
yeah.
because of the fact that Dwayne Wade's net worth is so much larger than hers.
Okay.
It's more than double, possibly triple.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard in normal, regular relationships that, you know, if one partner makes more, then sometimes they'll contribute a little bit more than okay. the other person. And so it's not, you know, but then at the at the same time, we hear, you know, we're married. It's both of ours.
Yes.
And it's not necessarily seen as 50-50. Mm-hmm. It's this is what we have.
It's 100%.
And we're all going in on it.
Right.
But I think when you have a celebrity relationship, which hopefully there's, you know, there's probably a prenup, you know, there's probably, you know, other factors at play. I don't know if celebrities divorce at a higher rate than the average person, but as a celebrity, I think there are some things that you might want to do to protect your wealth. And even if you're an individual, just person, you want to protect your wealth. And so the internet was in an uproar because you have, you know, one side, one partner in the relationship who has substantially more, greater of a net worth.
Okay.
But contributing equally.
Well, let's keep it all the way 100. Dwayne Wade technically retired.
Okay.
Does he have a dinky, okay, I don't want to insult the brother.
Where are you going?
He has a, it looks, I wouldn't watch it. He hosts some game show on TV. I don't want to disrespect the game show. He may have some brand deals and different things that are going because of his celebrity, but his main thing that brought him money was being a basketball player. He's no longer that anymore.
Okay, but
she still technically has the ability, so her net worth can surpass, catch up and surpass his, because she still has her career. He no longer has his career. He's finding his life after his career. And so the whole net worth thing, I'm not really feeling that.
I think I'm going to push back on that a little bit, because clearly he's still working. And a lot of former basketball players have really excellent careers outside of basketball.
Okay.
So when you say retired, I don't think he's retired if he has brand deals and a TV show.
Does he have the money-making ability that he had while playing the sport of basketball?
I don't know. Let's ask Shaquille O'Neal.
And I agree.
These guys not Shaq. Shaq can probably sell anything.
Well, these guys get huge deals. You're right. Even some of their contracts for talking about sports are bigger than ever. But I don't think Wade has that Shaq-like orbit around him that's like, man, this dude is a media darling. He doesn't come off like a media darling.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
What film can you remember of, or can you think of, where Gabrielle was the leading lady? I mean, it's funny because some of the articles mention roles like Bad Boys 2. And I was like, do you know how many years ago that was? Or Being Mary Jane? And I'm sure that she's done other projects. I don't follow her career that closely. But I think what you're saying about Dwayne Wade may also apply to her.
May also apply to her. Well, I agree with that. And here's the thing that we have. Let's just get practical here. Because we have two individuals that came and found each other later on in life. She's about 9 years older than him, I think. 8 or 9 years. So she had a whole life before him.
9 years is not a whole life. But she has more experience, I'll say.
No. Yeah, meaning, so she might have, I don't know when she married Dwayne Wade, but she was well past her 30, or well into her 30s.
And they both had previous marriages,
had previous marriages. Okay. And so it's like, what were you doing to sustain yourself before me? Mm-hmm. Well, I was handling my business. I was doing woo-woo-woo. Okay, great. So now that we come together, now you only have to do half of that.
Who said that they only have to do half?
Because we're coming together and we're splitting things. So now your load has lightened significantly because we're living together. We're splitting everything. We're splitting the electricity. We're splitting the all of your bills because we married each other. Your load may not have gotten sliced in half because that's hard to calculate, but it has gone down significantly from you paying for you to live by yourself or you living on your own to now being married and splitting things 50-50.
Yeah, I think that applies to normal people. we don't know that. Like, they could have lived in the a high rise and they got married and said, you know what, we need to become homeowners. And in that case, like, your expenses might not have gone down. I don't know. We don't know that, that their lifestyle went down. Now that you're in a relationship, you maybe have to do more public appearances. You know, maybe there's more events, things that maybe she wasn't going to before, she needs to go to now. Like, we don't know. We don't know.
And I love that. And I love that this is our first disagreement of this show. Because we could do the we don't know and what if about pretty much all of this. But is it safe to say, I mean, we're losing our logic here, that she's not, if you go from 100% living, even if you're living, you know, a little bit lesser, to marriage and splitting, because they say they split everything 50-50, there's a good chance that she's now responsible for less than she was when she was living 100% on her own.
She became a stepmom. So those are
so
kids.
She acquired
children.
Okay.
They have a baby together. So I don't know that her life got less expensive.
Okay. That's cool. I don't even want to, we can agree to disagree on that one because you make a good point. My thing is, it's just like, I think 50-50 is fair. Her net worth is around, about 40 million.
Yes.
His around 170.
Yes. According to the internet.
Yeah. She's not going to go broke for splitting.
Well, this is the thing that's scary. I think this is another piece of the, you know, one of the talking points is that, wow, a person can be famous, can have that much money, and still have anxiety around money.
Now, that's what I wanted to get to.
And I think that is, of course, people are in, you know, not an uproar, but people have their opinions. Mm-hmm. But I think deep down inside of the average person, that's the piece that's like, wow, you can have that much money and still feel like you can't sleep in, you can't take a day off, you have anxiety around money. It's this, I don't know, like, what is enough?
Yeah.
You know, is really another question. Mm. Like, I could look at her net worth and think, wow, I'd be great. I'd be living large and I'd be full of peace and I would be content. But here you have someone, this is their lived experience, and they describe it as having a monkey on their back. And like I had mentioned earlier, there is an article out of Forbes and it's titled "What Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade's 50-50 bill split says about black tax financial trauma." And I feel like this is a very, very interesting read, and I'm not going to read all of it, but I do want to hone in on the black tax.
Okay.
And the article says that, you know, Gabrielle mentions that she and her husband have to support other households outside of their marriage, which puts pressure on her to get up and work constantly. She alludes to guilt or pressure when that doesn't allow her to sleep in because of her worry that somebody might not eat. When considering a concept like the black tax, where successful black individuals support members of their immediate and extended family financially, some might feel as though Union's revelation of her feelings is a poor attempt to relate to the less wealthy general public. It would seem, however, that the more money people make, the more they have to give away in support of others from the outside looking in. And so the article goes on to talk about the delicate balance between giving back to your community financially and establishing boundaries. And that's difficult to strike at any income level. And I think the pressure to support people, possibly in your family, is not just something that is for celebrities and you know, a lot of people experience that and they call it the black tax.
Yeah.
And an example of that in real life could be having to support a parent or a sibling, and because you are supporting them financially, you're not able to save for retirement.
Right.
So now when it's your turn to retire, now you're looking to someone else, like your children to support you.
And the cycle continues.
And the cycle continues and no one is able to really get ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the black tax is real. I think that's a great, I think it's a really interesting name for it. But yeah, because that is the bigger thing that she was trying to address is the anxiety associated with that black tax. And if you followed us for any length of time, you know how I feel about it. You get nothing.
Marcus.
If you ain't up in... calm down, Marcus. My belief is if you're not in this home, I owe you nothing.
Marcus.
I owe everything to my kids. When my kids have gotten enough and are full to the point of overflow, then and only then do I feel obligated to reach in other, and my tentacles reach in other places. And I believe that if everyone took that mindset and secured and took care of their home with the same vigor that I just expressed, there would be no need. We would stop this cycle. But what happens is like you just explained it beautifully. We got a little piece of money. It's not enough to quote unquote have or claim generational wealth, but it's more than our family and friends around you or whatever. And so you start trying to help out. You start doing this and funding this person and helping this person. And then now you're not where you could be because you were a victim of the black tax. Now your kids, instead of having abundance, they have, you know, a decent amount. And now they may be in that same cycle you were in when you really could have taken that surplus and boosted, took your kids to the next level to where there was no more reaching back and it was only reaching forward henceforth. And so I think that's the mindset we should have. But I do understand because their money is different, Shy. That's different money. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's different, but you start getting money like that, is the same.
Concept is the same.
Because when you have money like that, then I could feel that burden increasing because it's like, well, it's not going to hurt you to help me.
You almost have to be like a, for lack of a word or better term, you almost have to be a butt about it. Like, yo, like I can give you opportunity. I can loan, you know, give you jobs or something like that. But aside from that, I can't just be cutting you checks. I can't just be funding your thing outside of mom Dukes, pop Dukes. Like when you're at that Gabrielle Union, multi-million, deca-million, I could see helping your mom and your dad and your parents, but I don't even know if it could trickle down the sisters and brothers at that, you know, level. Cause then you got to keep doing that. And yeah, then you're that black tax is in full effect at that point.
Yeah. And also I think that some of these celebrities have staff.
Yes.
Like assistants that mm-hmm. help them to show up in the way that they do. So they yes. have their own payroll.
Now you're, yeah, so now you're now, an employer.
Yeah, you're an employer at that point.
Yeah.
So yeah. So it yeah, can you be your family and then yeah. it'll extend beyond.
That's deep, yeah.
And then the other thing that the Forbes article talks about is financial trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, in that clip, you know, Gabrielle acknowledges anxiety and also having a scarcity mindset. And I think that anxiety mm-hmm. and also a scarcity mindset persist in yeah. many communities.
Absolutely.
Especially now, I feel like we're very, some folks are very materialistic.
Yes.
And it's like, but then at the same time, I do want to hold up responsibility mm-hmm. because obviously Gabrielle herself is an influencer and
she's contributing to that anxiety.
She might be contributing to that anxiety that we feel, you know, yeah. when you're on Instagram to have that perfect picture, mm-hmm. you know, you don't really see those outfits repeating, you know what I'm right. saying? So it's just like, I think that we have a culture that perpetuates yeah. and contributes to the anxiety that we sometimes feel. Like, do we have enough? We're trying to keep up. And it's just like, are you contributing to that culture?
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're all a little bit guilty of that because social media.
But not on a celebrity level. I don't. Celebrity level. I'm not posting and going here and there on this trip.
You ain't showing everybody what you got. And no,
there's not much to see, honestly.
Yeah, we ain't much. Ain't got much.
there's not much to see, but you know, so. So I mean, I feel the concern is valid. The way she feels is valid, but it's just like. Are you also contributing to that?
Mm-hmm.
That's the piece that I want to bring out. But I wonder what people are saying.
I wonder what people are saying. I'm going to say something that's pretty controversial.
You've been talking controversial this whole interview.
Yeah.
I have to have a statement that whatever my co-host says is not necessarily my opinion. Yes.
Yeah. Well, my thing is they very publicly have a very open tight relationship where it's like non-traditional. That's what I'll say. They have a very non-traditional relationship where it's like they both have equal say. So it seems. And so I don't know why their finances would be any different. And for people that really harp on that and say, well, the man should be paying 50-50. If that's the way you get down, that's okay. But are you okay with the man having, if he's paying 100% of the bills, are you okay with 100% of the veto power, I like to call it, in the relationship? Like,
what is there to veto?
That's what I'm saying. If there's anything we can't agree on, do I get final vote? I get big vote because I got big bank. Hmm. Like, are you okay with that, ladies or gentlemen or who, you know, anyone who thinks he should be paying 100%? And if you're not, then, hey, maybe the 50-50 thing is the way to go. But let's get to some of these comments, Shire.
Yeah, I'm a little afraid of the comments, yeah, and I'm not.
We don't have to censor these a little
bit. I am not vetting the comments. I'm gonna be honest. I'm just gonna start reading.
Okay.
I'm gonna start reading, and one person says here, the real problem is the man finding nothing wrong with receiving spousal support or financial assistance from a woman when he wants to be treated like the provider. Okay. Then they wonder why women today find it difficult to respect and honor them. Oh, no.
Yeah, see, to me, that's like conditional. And I think marriage is close to unconditional as we can get.
What,
like,
in marriage is unconditional, honey?
It should be. When you say I do, you're saying
respect and honor.
Respect and
honor.
That
should be, yes, without condition. I agree with you. Agree with you there.
Shire, let me get you one here, and we're going to go bounce back and forth, I guess.
So
this lady says, how is she contributing 50-50 when the man has more kids than her?
Mm.
How is this fair? She is financially taking care of a man's kids when the man is alive and makes more money than her. Could never be me.
okay. Wow. I think we're making a lot of assumptions
here.
Gabrielle, it sounds like she has some obligations, the outside obligations, and it sounds like sounds like he has some outside obligations.
Which could include his kids.
Which can include kids,
hey.
Side babies, etc. Mm-hmm. That was kind of rude, huh? Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's the truth.
So I'm not going to comment on that if it could never be them. Yeah. Good. Okay.
Yeah. All right. What else we got? You got one?
Okay. Someone said that they truly feel sorry for her. She's being completely taken advantage of by this man. I can only imagine the emotional trauma she is going through.
Mm.
I don't think she's being taken advantage of.
No.
I feel like this is just her situation. And to be honest with you, it could be a lot of folks' situation, like in Hollywood. Like,
yeah.
Do you think Jay-Z pays all of the bills and Beyonce doesn't pay for anything?
Right.
I mean, we don't really know.
She wouldn't be the billionaire she would be, because she would be safe, being able to save so much.
Especially with this tour, okay? So I think that Gabrielle's level of transparency sometimes is difficult for the average person to swallow, but you know, it's a hard pill for the average person to swallow. But I feel like some folks just live in a different world.
A different world,
and so lay people, folks that comment on YouTube. You mm-hmm. know, they're finding it hard to actually relate to what she's saying. But I don't think that she's being taken advantage of. It could have been her idea. It could have been her choice. Right. I mean, we don't know.
Yep. It says she sounds stressed about it. And that's a red flag to me. Another person says, if she were happy, she wouldn't be stressed out like she said in the interview. I don't think so, because I think like how you broke it down, Shire, the stress is at the black tax. Mm-hmm. Let's say if he paid for 100% of it, of their living expenses. She didn't have to pay for anything as far as what they're splitting. She still would have that family obligation that's what she said she was stressed about.
Right. And
so,
and
what
she
are we
might
doing,
feel guilty for not contributing when she could.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. Okay. So someone says, I don't think there's anything wrong with splitting bills 50-50 if both husband and wife are working. Mm. But at the same time, I think a couple should assure one another if you don't have money coming in or if something happens and your money is gone and you are broke. I got you. I mean, you got married for better or for worse. And I think this is what's missing from her body language and this interview.
Okay.
I tend to agree with this individual. Okay. If you do look at her body language, she do look like this is real stress. This was an interview. Wasn't a therapy session. I think that if she's feeling some anxiety that she should look into some support around that. Or, I mean, I think a person of, you know, her means would have a financial advisor,
yeah,
financial planner, CFP, ABC, everybody. Of, you know accountant. What I'm saying? So I don't know. And she is an actress. So,
yeah.
You know, I think a part of being a famous person is finding ways to relate to people.
Yeah.
And I think that this came up earlier. This whole 50-50 thing is relatable to most working people in relationships. So it's just like, are you splitting out of a need to versus a want to?
Yeah.
You know,
we don't know.
But we can safely assume that it's something that, you know, she wants to do it, yeah, but it's just kind of stressful for her.
Yeah, I think that that's definitely what I take away from this, Shire. And another thing I take away is that to each his own, right? Every relationship is different. Every relationship has its own set of how we do things, you know. And I think like the more public in the public eye you are, which many of us are, many people share information online, share their lives online, you're going to get a lot of opinions. You know, people are going to say how they feel about it, especially if you're super famous like this couple.
Right.
So I don't know, man. I think to each his own. Shire, you got any final thoughts on it?
I think that it can spark good conversation.
Yes.
I think that the scarcity mindset
is real.
I think the black tax is real. I think money in relationships can be challenging. Mm-hmm. That's real. And I guess I'll just leave it at that. But it's nice to talk about someone else for once.
Yeah.
Wishing them the best, yeah, in all of their endeavors.
Absolutely.
And that's all I have on my end.
Yep. Well, we want to thank you once again for checking out this episode of the Black Married and Debt-Free podcast. And if you enjoyed this episode, do us a huge favor and leave us a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening. We truly appreciate it. And until next time, we're out. Peace.
Bye.